Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? It really is a beautiful day. As you look outside your window, wherever you're at, stop him for a moment and look at that beauty. Look at what God has made for us. And I want you to hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back to it, about what God has made for us. It's beautiful out there. It gives us what we need. It gives us the food, the warmth, the sun, shelter. It is beautiful when you really look and stop to take a look at creation all around us and the gifts of God around us. And yet amongst all that, I could stop there and just let us sit here and enjoy that. But instead, you can guess where we're going. You don't have to look any further than Deuteronomy text for the day or the gospel text today to know what we're looking at. The law, specifically the Ten Commandments. And I know you know those Ten Commandments. You could probably say them by heart. You probably know how hard it is to keep these Ten Commandments. Seems to be impossible, don't you think? It's tough. It is really tough to keep these commandments. Yet we try. A lot of times we fall short of those. But today, I really want to take a look at the third commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Martin Luther describes the third commandment in this way. What does this mean for us? We're to fear and love God so that we do not neglect his word and the preaching of it, but regard it as holy and gladly hear and learn it. Okay, that's what Martin Luther says about the Sabbath day and how we're supposed to remember it and keep it holy. But take a moment to think about what the Sabbath day means to you. What is this third commandment saying to you? For some, I'm sure it's going to be worship. What you're doing today is your Sabbath. For others, Sabbath might just be that day of rest. For others, you might be wondering, what is a Sabbath? I don't ever get a Sabbath day. What does it mean? What does it mean to us? Well, first of all, I'm not going to throw the church leaders from today's gospel reading under the bus on their interpretation of what the Sabbath day means. Instead, we're going to reevaluate it together. We're going to look at what does the Sabbath mean for us? Not necessarily just in Jesus' day, but today, for us. What does it mean? Because this is what Deuteronomy 5 says, and it's pretty similar to what it says in Exodus. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male or female slave or your ox or your donkey or any livestock or resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. All right. There you go. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? Do nothing at least one day a week. Am I right? Do nothing. All right, well, what does the Sabbath mean in the dictionary? Does it mean to do nothing? The Sabbath, according to the dictionary, is a day of religious observance and abstinence from work, kept by Jews from Friday evening to Saturday evening, and by most Christians on Sunday. All right, do nothing. Abstain from work. Pretty straightforward, don't you think? I think that's a piece of cake. I got nothing else to say to you today, do I? Piece of cake. It's Do nothing. And specifically, as Christians, do nothing on Sunday. Okay. So what does nothing look like? Well, what are we doing today? What are we doing? I guess my question is worship doing nothing? Is doing nothing nothing? How are we doing with this today? How are you doing with the Sabbath? Does it mean do nothing? What does it exactly mean to rest? What does that look like? And before you say, well, Pastor Zach, what are you talking about? Worship is clearly Sabbath. Hang on. Hold on, because we're going to come back to that too. Okay? So how are we doing? What does nothing look like? Well, in the gospel reading for today, we have the disciples going and picking grain through the grain fields and walking probably further than what the law would say you could walk. And the Pharisees see this and say, look what they're doing. That's not lawful on the Sabbath to be doing that, to be picking grain. You should have been prepared. You should have come prepared. You should have packed yesterday the food you're going to need today so you don't have to work for it. You should be ready for doing just relaxing today. But it's not so easy, is it? It's not so easy as to do nothing. It is bigger than nothing. Is rest a part of the Sabbath? Yes. But what does that look like? What does it look like? Remember I talked about the beautiful day and how we were going to come back to that? Well, here we go. We're coming back to the beautiful day and how that beautiful day was made. Everything was there and given to us, gifted to us. We're blessed with this amazing day. Jesus says this, the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. This day of rest, this day of rejuvenation was made for us. Not the other way around. We were not made to only rest or to be hold some strict guidelines on what that means. But instead, it was made for us to rest. Go a little further in Deuteronomy, and what does it say? After Deuteronomy reminds us of all this, that it is a day of rest for everyone. Remember this. Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commands you to keep the Sabbath day. It was made for us. But as we hear from Jesus in the gospel for today as well, there is flexibility in what does this mean? What does rest look like? What is the purpose of the Sabbath? It was made for humankind. So what does that look like? The purpose of the Sabbath is to support life, promote life, bring life. He goes so far as to remind the church leaders about David and his companions who were hungry in need of food. They entered the house of God and the high priest gave them the bread to eat, which is not lawful except for the priest to eat. But he gave it to the companions and those that truly needed it. The priest sustains David's life, contributes to David's quest, contributes, because remember this is at the time when Saul is still king and hunting David, but David's already been anointed the next king. And yet he's helping him to survive, even on the Sabbath day. So really is the Sabbath more of a mini Passover because of we're remembering God bringing us forth from Egypt on that day. On the day of when they were slaves, there was no rest. It was work, 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 work. But now God is commanding that day of rest, a day to remember God. The Sabbath promotes life. Really, what working preacher for me this week has told me is that, and reminded me of, is that the Sabbath was made to promote life. The Sabbath, as one of them said, was God instituting the weekend, that day of rest. And what does that mean? Does it mean do nothing? Clearly not. Clearly not. That's not exactly what it is talking about today. We see Jesus healing on the Sabbath day, asking us this really good question that I think we need to hold in our hearts today, as if we think of the Sabbath as just a day to do nothing. Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save a life or to kill? If you do nothing, how does that help the neighbor? How does that help those around us? So how can we use this Sabbath day today? How does it affect our lives today? Maybe for you, it is a day to do nothing. For some, that might be exactly what you need to get your rest. For some, a Sabbath can be using your hands to do something else. Maybe it is working in your garden, working in nature, going for a walk, finding some sort of activity that fulfills you, that is outside of your normal work. Maybe for you, it is a day of rest and relaxation, especially when it comes to worship. Yes, I said I was going to come back to the worship aspect. I am not saying worship is not important, because for many, for me, and I'm sure for you here today, it is a day of renewal, a day to promote life, your faith life, a day to promote and bring life to your faith and to you. And to many, that is exactly what today is as you come together to worship. But is it strictly Sunday? Are there other times that we can have Sabbath? For some of us, Wednesdays during the year are when we have Sabbath. Find that time with God. For some of us, it is during a walk. For some of us, it is in our daily devotion. For some of us, we find Sabbath on our day off. Perhaps that is a Friday, if you're like me. Perhaps it is the Saturday of the weekend where you find a Sabbath. Perhaps it is a few hours here that you find Sabbath, a day to rest, a moment to rest. Because that, to me, is really what the Sabbath is all about. It is about rest. The Bible specifically talks about it being a day of rest. And it is a holy time. It is holy because God recognized that we do need those moments of peace, those moments where we can have life brought to us, new life, new energy, promote life in others, support others, do all these things. And you know what? It is good news to see Jesus really starting to push the boundaries here in Mark. He's not saying the Sabbath is wrong or a bad thing to do. Instead, he's changing the way things are a little bit, reinterpreting it, opening it up in ways that hadn't been thought of before, reminding us that, yes, it is rest, but it doesn't mean we forget about our neighbors. We don't forget about those around us. We just don't stop. Jesus gives life. Jesus liberates us. And for us as Christians, that is a great reason to remember Sundays as a Sabbath day. Even if it's not necessarily the day you come to worship, it is the day that Jesus gave us life, liberated us from sin, death, and the devil, gave us the ultimate Sabbath. So that when we join him once more, we will indeed be on a never-ending Sabbath of rest. That promise sometimes can be met with rejection. It was with Jesus. We saw it at the end of the gospel for today, as they started to conspire against him, the good news being brought to all of us. But it's not too good to be true. In fact, it is for each and every one of us. This Sabbath day that we keep holy, this Sunday, that this day of resurrection that we celebrate every Sunday, every time we do worship together, it is a reminder of Easter and the resurrection and the promises there. The law, the gospel, together in this moment. So what does the Sabbath mean? It does mean rest. But what it means can be different to you, different to me, different to others. There's not one thing about it. There's many things going on here. But it is made for us. Christ was sent to save us and died for us, rose from the dead for us. That's amazing. And we can share that gift of the Sabbath sometimes in other ways. Whatever brings you rest, whatever brings you renewal, whatever brings life to you, whatever you can do to bring life to your neighbor, find that Sabbath. Find it. Wherever it is in your life, some of us are extremely busy, but take that time and remember that Christ is with us. Jesus is with us, even on the day of rest, even when we are extremely busy. Christ is there reaching out a hand towards us, giving us life and liberating us. Thanks be to God. Amen.